Frog and Toad are on the road, driving to the end of the night. I don't know, but I've been told Frog gonna do it right. Frog and Toad, Frog and Toad, Frog and Toad to the end of the road. Frog and Toad, Frog and Toad, friends of mine and those who know me know I like 'em so. Frog and Toad.
Frog and Toad all year. Read by Dada. The first story is called Down the Hill. Frog knocked at Toad's door. "Toad, wake up," he cried. "Come out and see how wonderful the winter is."
"I will not," said Toad. "I am in my warm bed."
"Winter is beautiful," said Frog. "Come out and have fun."
"Blah," said Toad. "I do not have any winter clothes."
Frog came into the house. "I have brought you some things to wear," he said. Frog pushed a coat down over the top of Toad. Frog pulled snow pants up over the bottom of Toad. He put a hat and scarf on Toad's head.
"Help!" cried Toad. "My best friend is trying to kill me."
"I am only getting you ready for winter," said Frog. Frog and Toad went outside. They tramped through the snow. "We will ride down this big hill on my sled," said Frog.
"Not me," said Toad.
"Do not be afraid," said Frog. "I will be with you on the sled. It will be a fine, fast ride. Toad, you sit in front. I will sit right behind you." The sled began to move down the hill.
"Here we go," said Frog.
There was a bump. Frog fell off the sled. Toad rushed past trees and rocks.
"Frog, I am glad that you are here," said Toad.
Toad leaped over a snowbank.
"I could not steer the sled without you, Frog," he said. "You are right. Winter is fun."
A crow flew nearby.
"Hello, crow," shouted Toad. "Look at Frog and me. We can ride a sled better than anybody in the world."
"But Toad," said the crow, "you are alone on the sled."
Toad looked around. He saw that Frog was not there.
"I am all alone," screamed Toad.
Bang! The sled hit a tree. Thud! The sled hit a rock. Plop! The sled dived down into the snow. Frog came running down the hill. He pulled Toad out of the snow.
"I saw everything," said Frog. "You did very well by yourself." "I did not," said Toad. "But there is one thing that I can do all by myself."
"What is that?" asked Frog.
"I can go home," said Toad. "Winter may be beautiful, but bed is much better."
Story number 2. The Corner. Frog and Toad were caught in the rain. They ran to Frog's house.
"I am all wet," said Toad. "The day is spoiled."
"Have some tea and cake," said Frog. "The rain will stop. If you stand near the stove, your clothes will soon be dry, and I will tell you a story while we're waiting," said Frog.
"Oh, good," said Toad.
"When I was small, not much bigger than a pollywog," said Frog, "my father said to me, 'Son, this is a cold, gray day, but spring is just around the corner.' I wanted spring to come. I went out to find that corner. I walked down a path in the woods until I came to a corner. I went around the corner to see if spring was on the other side."
"And was it?" asked Toad.
"No," said Frog. "There was only a pine tree, 3 pebbles, and some dry grass. I walked in the meadow. Soon I came to another corner. I went around the corner to see if Spring was there.
Did you find it?
Asked Toad. No, said Frog. There was only an old worm, asleep on a tree stump. I walked along the river until I came to another corner. I went around the corner to look for Spring.
Was it there? Asked Toad.
No, said Frog. There was only some wet mud and a lizard who was chasing his tail.
You must have been tired, said Toad.
I was tired, said Frog. And it started to rain. I went back home when I got there, said Frog. I found another corner. It was the corner of my house.
Did you go around it?
Asked Toad. I went around that corner too, said Frog.
What did you see?
Asked Toad. I saw the sun coming out, said Frog. I saw the birds sitting and singing in the tree. I saw my mother and father working in their garden. I saw flowers in the garden.
You found it, cried Toad.
Yes, said Frog. I was very happy. I had found the corner that Spring was just around.
Look, Frog, said Toad. You were right. The rain has stopped.
Frog and Toad hurried outside. They ran around the corner of Frog's house to make sure that Spring had come again.
Now that's the end of the story. Did you like it? I like to tell it. Well, that's the end of the story. I hope you liked it because I like to tell it. Oh, Frog and Toad, Frog and Toad, Frog and Toad, Frog and Toad.
Story number 3. Ice Cream. One hot summer day, Frog and Toad sat by the pond.
I wish we had some sweet cold ice cream, said Frog. What a good idea, said Toad. Wait right here, Frog. I will be back soon.
Toad went to the store. He bought 2 big ice cream cones. Toad licked one of the cones.
Frog likes chocolate best, said Toad. And so do I.
Toad walked along the path. A large, soft drop of chocolate ice cream slipped down his arm.
This ice cream is melting in the sun, said Toad.
Toad walked faster. Many drops of melting ice cream flew through the air. They fell down on Toad's head.
I must hurry back to Frog, he cried.
More and more of the ice cream was melting. It dripped down on Toad's jacket. It splattered on his pants and on his feet.
Where is the path? Cried Toad. I cannot see.
Frog sat by the pond, waiting for Toad. A mouse ran by.
I just saw something awful, cried the mouse. It was big and brown. Something covered with sticks and leaves is moving this way,
cried a squirrel.
Here comes a thing with horns, shouted a rabbit. Run for your life!
What can it be? Asked Frog. Frog hid behind a rock. He saw the thing coming. It was big and brown. It was covered with sticks and leaves. It had 2 horns.
Frog! Cried the thing. Where are you?
Good heavens! Said Frog. That thing is Toad.
Toad fell into the pond. He sank to the bottom and came up again.
Drat, said Toad. All of our sweet cold ice cream has washed away.
Never mind, said Frog. I know what we can do. Frog and Toad quickly ran back to the store. Then they sat in the shade of a large tree and ate their chocolate ice cream cones together. Story number 4.
The Surprise.
It was October. The leaves had fallen off the trees. They were lying on the ground.
I will go to Toad's house,
said Frog. I will rake all of the leaves that have fallen on his lawn, and Toad will be surprised. Frog took a rake out of the garden shed. Toad looked out of his window.
These messy leaves have covered everything, said Toad.
He took a rake out of the closet.
I will run over to Frog's house. I will rake all of his leaves. Frog will be very pleased.
Frog ran through the woods so that Toad would not see him. Toad ran through the high grass so that Frog would not see him. Frog came to Toad's house. He looked in the window.
Good, said Frog. Toad is out. He will never know who raked his leaves.
Toad got to Frog's house. He looked in the window.
Good, said Toad. Frog is not home. He will never guess who raked his leaves.
Frog worked hard. He raked the leaves into a pile. Soon, Toad's lawn was clean. Frog picked up his rake and started home. Toad pushed and pulled on the rake. He raked the leaves into a pile. Soon there was not a single leaf in Frog's front yard. Toad took his rake and started home. A wind came. It blew across the land. The pile of leaves that Frog had raked for Toad blew everywhere. The pile of leaves that Toad had raked for Frog blew everywhere. When Frog got home, he said, "Tomorrow I will clean up the leaves that are all over my own lawn." But how surprised Toad must be. When Toad got home, he said,
"Tomorrow I will get to work and rake all of my own leaves. How surprised Frog must be."
That night, Frog and Toad were both happy when they turned out the light and went to bed.
Frog went to Toad's house, Toad went to Frog's house, raked each other's leaves and then went home. Then an enormous wind came and blew all the raked leaves back to their exact positions and made it look like no one had done any raking. And then Frog went to bed and Toad went to bed and they went to bed happy, thinking they'd raked each other's leaves in secret, but it was never discovered or spoken about again.
Story 5. Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, Toad cooked a big dinner. He decorated the tree.
"Frog is late," said Toad.
Toad looked at his clock. He remembered it was broken. The hands of the clock did not move. Toad opened the front door. He looked out into the night. Frog was not there.
"I am worried," said Toad. "What if something terrible has happened?" said Toad. "What if Frog has fallen into a deep hole and cannot get out? I will never see him again."
Toad opened the door once more. Frog was not on the path.
"What if Frog is lost in the woods?" said Toad. "What if he's cold and wet and hungry? What if Frog is being chased by a big animal with many sharp teeth? What if he's being eaten up?" cried Toad. "My friend and I will never have another Christmas together."
Toad found some rope in the cellar.
"I will pull Frog out of the hole with this," said Toad.
Toad found a lantern in the attic.
"Frog will see this light. I will show him the way out of the woods," said Toad.
Toad found a frying pan in the kitchen.
"I will hit that big animal with this," said Toad. "All of his teeth will fall out. Frog, do not worry," cried Toad. "I am coming to help you."
Toad ran out of his house. There was Frog.
"Hello, Toad," he said. "I'm very sorry to be late. I was wrapping your present."
"You are not at the bottom of a hole?" asked Toad.
"No," said Frog.
"You are not lost in the woods?"
asked Toad.
"No,"
said Frog.
"You're not being eaten by a big animal?"
asked Toad.
"No,"
said Frog, "not at all."
"Oh, Frog," said Toad, "I am so glad to be spending Christmas
with you.
Toad opened his present from Frog. It was a beautiful new clock. The two friends sat by the fire. The hands of the clock moved to show the hours of a merry Christmas Eve.
Frog and Toad are on the road, driving to the end of the night. I don't know, but I've been told, Frog gonna do it